Whoever invents a smartphone battery that can keep up with our smartphone use is going to make a zillion bucks. But in the meantime, there are other solutions to our waning mobile juice problem, like the case with an extra battery, for instance, and some stores are starting to offer charging stations. Maybe a good gambit to keep you browsing for a few more minutes, but does it make for sales? Elizabeth Fielder takes a look.
It's a warm afternoon in Center City, Philadelphia, here in an Urban Outfitters store. Among all those dresses and sweaters, people are stopping at a kiosk.
Shoppers can go open up a little locker door, charging tips in each one, charge your phone, lock the door, and they can go freely shop, browse.
Doug Baldassare is the entrepreneur behind this phone charging kiosk. You can find them in businesses in half a dozen states. The Charge It Spot kiosks are free for phone owners. So who's footing the bill?
Traditional brick-and-mortar retailers dying to find ways to bring customers in, keep customers shopping for longer, ultimately get them to buy more stuff.
Baldassare's business has grown rapidly in the last year. The key to his success hinges on our fear of low phone battery. Standing in front of the kiosk, Valicia Mack says her phone is dead, and that makes her feel nervous.
I like I'm missing something.
Mack's visiting from Washington, D.C., She says she's never even seen one of these kiosks before, but she's so desperate for power, she admits she'd pay for it. Retailers have to find any way they can to bring people into their stores and get them to linger.
Foot traffic is down pretty much across the board.
Barbara Kahn is a marketing professor at the Wharton School.
The one thing I don't know for sure is whether you will actually spend more money. In the past, there have been studies that showed different things can get people to spend more time in the store. That does not necessarily translate to more purchasing.
Kahn says people who stop in to charge their phones might not buy much while they're in the store. But, she says, their exposure to all those products may prompt them to pull out their powered-up cell phone later on and place an order online. In Philadelphia, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler for Marketplace.